Okay, we're beginning here on the bottom of Yud Aleph Amud Pei by the Mishnah. The Mishnah should be familiar to us because it's identical to the Mishnah or Mishnayot that we saw in Masechet Zevachim, just that here it's doing it with regards to a mincha instead of a zevach. And as Rashi will point out into the Mishnah, that there is this parallel between Zevachim and Mincha, and that is the Kemitza is Keneged Shchita, Matan Kli is Keneged Kabbalah, the Kabbalat Adam is the equivalent of placing the Kometz into the Kli Sharet, Holacha Keneged Holacha, and Haktara Keneged Zrika, the placement of the Kometz on the Mizbeach is the equivalent of the Zrikat Adam for the Zevach. So those are the four avodot that we know by the Zevach, and we also know that Machshava or Machshavet Psol has impact by those four avodot. And just like by the Zevach that is true, that is also true here by the Mincha, in those four primary avodot, which is the Hafrashata Kmitza, taking the Kmitza off, taking the Kmitza and place it into a Kli Sharet, taking the Kmitza from that point to the Mizbeach, and then being maktir, the komets, on the mizbeach. Those are the four avodot that are significant within the mincha. And with each of those, then there's the possibility or the ability to have a machshava. Now Rashi over here reminds us of the Gemara subsequent to the Mishnah in Zevachim as to how they learn many of the dinim that we're going to see in this Mishnah from the psukim with regards to shlamim. We're not going to go through a full review of all those items, but just to remember that first of all, there's what's called machshevet chutz lizmano. Person has a machshava to do something outside of the time period that is allotted, and that is b'shtei achilot akaduv medaber, whether it is achilat mizbeach or achilat adam. That's whether you intend to eat something that normally is eaten outside of the time period that is allotted for that, or you intend to put something on the mizbeach outside of the allotted time. That's called chutz lizmano. Chutz lizmano has a din of being pigul, v'chayav karet. If one consumes that item after that machshavet psol, then they are chayav karet for that. On the other hand, there's also a machshava, it's called chutz limkomo, where for the same types of items, instead of a machshava outside of the allotted time, you have it outside of the allotted space in which it is mutar to do that. So whether that means to eat the korban outside of the azara, if it's kodshei kodashim, or outside of Yerushalayim, it's kodshim kalim, or again, to be makriv, chutz le'azara, chutz le'mizbeach, the items that belong on the mizbeach. That's called chutz limkomo. With regards to chutz limkomo, it's pasul, ve'im bo karet, posel the korban, but there is no chiyuv karet associated with that. That again, we learn from the psukim that tell us that there is a chiyuv karet in parshat tzav with regards to machshevet chutz lizmano, machshevet chutz limkomo, which are the psukim in parshat kiddushim, where we say, meinu inyan lechutz lizmano, tnei lechutz limkomo. Over there we say that there's a psol ve'en bo karet. Even though karet is mentioned there in parshat kiddushim, we have a gzeir shavu to teach us that speaking about notar and not speaking about chutz limkomo. That's one of the ways that the Gemara explained it in Zevachim. There was another view there in the Gemara in Zevachim that said iruv parshiot, that even within parshat tzav, the psukim are speaking about both chutz lizmano and chutz limkomo. But again, it comes to the same conclusion, the same result, which is that chutz lizmano is pasul v'chayav alav karet, and chutz limkomo is pasul v'ein chayvin bo karet. Now, what the Mishnah never addresses, but is assumed here, is that having an improper machshava is problematic. There is no punishment, there is nothing mentioned in the Mishnah with regards to the improper machshava. It's only once you've had improper machshava, then you either have a korban that is pasul, or you have a korban that's pasul v'chayav karet. But that means only if you consume it that you have an issue. But if you didn't consume it, doesn't seem to be that the Mishnah discusses any Isur, but that is an underlying assumption in the Mishnah that there is obviously something wrong with being posel a korban, or having an improper machshava about a korban, the same way that putting a mum into a korban is problematic. Once the korban has a mum, it's not allowed to go on the mizbeach, but there's also a restriction against putting a mum or disqualifying a korban. And similarly over here, any machshavet psol would also be problematic in terms of being posel the korban. Alright, that's just with a little background because this is assuming that you know all this information and remember this information from Zevachim. So that says, a kometzet amincha, lechoshi area bachutz. The person who takes off a kmitza, one of the four avodot that is significant, but he had in mind to eat the remainder, the residual, bachutz, outside of the allocated space where you can eat it. That's the azarakas. They are kodshei kodoshim amincha. And just like a chatat and an asham are eaten the yom v'layla, and inside of the azara, that's also the din of a mincha. So here, if you had in mind to eat the shiara, outside, o kazayit mishira b'chutz, or at least a kazayit worth of the shirayim b'chutz, la'tir komtza b'chutz, or instead of having that in mind about the eating of the shirayim, you have this in mind about being maktir, the komets that's going on mizbeach, o kazayit komtza b'chutz, or you had in mind to place a kazayit worth of the komets on a mizbeach b'chutz, or to be makri b'chutz, o la'tir levonata b'chutz, or you have intent to place the levona on a mizbeach b'chutz. Now remember, by a mincha, there are two matirim for the shirayim. One matir is the komets that is separated away from the mincha that is placed on the mizbeach. The other is the levona that's placed on top of the mincha, then pushed to the side when you do the komets. Then that levona is gathered and also placed on the mizbeach. So there is a matir of both the komets that goes on the mizbeach and the levona that goes on the mizbeach. So here the Mishnah is speaking about both matirim over here. There's the matir of the komets, if you have in mind to place it on the mizbeach b'chutz, or laktir levonata b'chutz, or you have in mind to be maktir levona b'chutz, pasul ve'en bo karet. All of these are pasul ve'en bo karet because these are machshevet chutz limkomo. So chutz limkomo, as we discussed before, results in a psul, but no chiyuv karet. Now Rashi notes over here that by the first two items, lechoshi ara and be haktarata komets, it says both those items and a kazayit worth of those items. By the levona, it only speaks about being maktir levona. It never gives you the second option of kazayit min levona. So Rashi says, ikasha mailotani nami kazayit min levonota. Don't worry about that. Taritz, you can answer. Hachstama ki rabbonon. This is stam like the rabbonon. The rabbonon he's referring to here are Rabbi Shimon or Rabbi Yehuda, who say that by levona, you do not need to have the full amount of the levona. You only have to have a small amount of the levona. And therefore, the minimum shear of a kazayit is not necessarily relevant over here. Although, if you look in the Shita Mikubetzet Ot Gimel, he brings this reasoning of Rashi, and he says, V'lo nihira. He doesn't think that's the right reasoning. V'nira the farish. He says, on the other hand, he wants to explain that the reason by komets and by the shirayim it has a din of kazayit is because the pasuk compares achilat mizbeach to achilat adam. By achilat adam, we know that the core shiur that is associated with achila is kezayit. So that would explain why the shirayim has a kezayit. But by pigul, we have the din of im ha'achol ye'achel, b'shtei achilot ha'katuv medaber, achad achilat adam ve'achad achilat mizbeach. So there's this parallel between the achilat mizbeach and achilat adam. And just like achilat adam has a kezayit as a shiur, so do achilat mizbeach will have its shiur be a kazayit, and that's true by the komets. On the other hand, the levona, which is not an edible item, it will not be subject to this hekesh between the achilat mizbeach and achilat adam, and therefore it doesn't have this minimum shiur of kazayit. He then says, v'lo nihira, he brings instances where he thinks that does not work out, and that even by levona there is a din of kazayit, and therefore he settles on the following, elanir lomar, tesamach, akulhu kezayit dila'el. Just relying on the fact that we already mentioned kezayit enough of times. V'lo chash larich, and he didn't want to include it again. He gave one for achilat adam, one for achilat mizbeach, and then it's basically etc. Any other time we have a psul here, it will be for that item plus o kezayit. V'adin l'levona. And therefore that is the din by levona, that there is a minimum shiur or requirement of kezayit according to this for levona. That is the view, as the Shita Mekubetz, it says, of the Tosafot Chitzoniyot, as well as the Rambam. Although Rashi makes it clear that he doesn't think that's the case, and that there is no minimum shiur by Levona to be Chayav, except for possibly a Koret or Shnei Koretin. Then the other possibility, and this is what the Mishnah now introduces, if instead of having in mind to improperly do it outside of the location, you have in mind to do it improperly outside of the time allotted, which is lechol shi'areha lemachar, to eat the shirayim in the mincha tomorrow, o kezayit mishirei lemachar, or a kezayit worth of the shirayim tomorrow, laktir komtza lemachar, to put the komets on a mizbeach outside of the allotted time means tomorrow, o kezayit mikomtza lemachar, or you have in mind to put a kezayit worth of the komets tomorrow on the mizbeach, o laktir levona lemachar, to be maktir levona on the mizbeach tomorrow, pigul v'chayevin alav karet. This is a machshevet chutz lizmano, and therefore it's pigul, and you are chayev karet for that. Zeaklau, here is the principle that governs. Kol ha-komets, onotein b'kli, person does a kmitza, or places the komets into a kli, ha-molich, or then takes it, v'amaktir, or is doing the akhtara, lechol davar shadarko lechol. And you have in mind to eat something that is normally eaten, which means the shiraim, ulaktir davar shadarko laktir, or to be makriv on the mizbeach, something that normally is mukrav, that is the komets or the levona, chutz limkomo, if your makshava includes something outside of the allotted space, pasul ve'imbo karet. Then the korban is pasul, but doesn't have a chiyuv karet associated with it. Chutz lizmano, if you have in mind to do that outside of the allotted time, then pigul v'chayivin alav karet. That creates pigul, and you are chayav karet. Again, all of this should be a review from that which we've seen in the Mishnayot in Zvachim. Ubilvad shiakriva matir kemitzvato. As long as you do the remainder of the avodot associated with this korban, kemitzvato, that we learned, if you remember, in Zvachim, because it says Yiratzeh by Pigol, and it says Yiratzeh by a Korban Kasher. The Gzera Shava teaches us that, just like by a Korban Kosher, you need Yiratzeh, everything has to be done, Beritzui has to be done properly. So too, by the case of Pigol, everything else has to be done properly. Ketzed Kareva Matir Kemitzvato. How is it that you do this properly? You put the Matir on the Mizbeach Kemitzvato. Kamatz Bishtika, if you took off a Kometz without any Machshava, as Rashi says over here, that we have to reference back to the beginning of the Masechet where we discussed whether Shtika and Machshava means Dibur or simply a Machshava. For the Rambam, it means just a Machshava. For Rashi, the Tosafot, the many other Rishonim, it means Dibur. So Kamatz Bishtika here means you didn't have a Dibur. Natan Bikli, Veolich. Viktir chutz lizmano. And then afterwards, you were doing the remainder of the avodot with machshevet chutz lizmano. Oh, shekamatz chutz lizmano. Or he did it the other way around. He did the kemitza with the machshevet chutz lizmano. Natan bekli v'alich viktir bishtika. And then he does the remainder of the avodot without any machshava whatsoever. Oh, shekamatz v'natan bekli v'alich viktir chutz lizmano. And this is O, which means that if he did any one of the other avodot chutz lizmano, zeu shikarev hamatir kemitzvato. That's an example of where the matir goes on the mizbeach kemitzvato, which means that the only problematic machshava that existed during these four avodot was a machshava of chutz lizmano. So it doesn't matter if you have a machshavah chutz lizmano by each of the avodot, by one of the avodot, or some of the avodot, as long as that's the only machshavah psul that you had, and the remainder of the avodah is done bishtika without any improper thoughts, that generates the pigul, because then the only problem here is a problem of machshavah chutz lizmano. Ketzel lo kareva matir kemitzvato, what's an example where it doesn't work out, and pigul is not created? Kamatz chutz limkomo. If you did the kemitza, having in mind to do it outside of its allotted space, but then natan bekliv alich viktir chutz lizmano, and the remainder of the avodot, you have a machshevet chutz lizmano. Oh, shekamatz chutz lizmano. You did the kemitza, and having in mind to do it outside of the allotted time, but then you did natan bekliv alich viktir chutz limkomo, and the remainder of the avodot, you have a machshevet chutz limkomo. Oh, shekamatz v'natan bekliv alich viktir chutz limkomo. Or in any of the avodot, you have in mind to do it chutz limkomo. Zeu shelo karev amatir kemitzvato. That's a case where you don't have pigol because you have two problems here. You have a problem of machshevet chutz lizmano, which would have generated pigol had you done everything else correctly, or had you only had a machshevet chutz lizmano in the other item. But here you had another psul that you entered into the fray, which is that you also have a machshevet chutz limkomo on the remainder of the avodot or on some of the avodot, and that renders the korban pasul and does not allow it to reach the status of pigul of chutz lizmano and a chiyuv karet. It will be pasul, it just won't have a chiyuv karet associated with the achila. So that's a case of lo kareva matir kemitzvato. And if you remember from Zvachim, there are korbanot where there is an additional level of psul, which is the psul of lo lishma. So by Zvachim, a chatat that is brought shlo lishma is psula. So the Mishnah in Zvachim brings as an example a chatat, where you have a machshevet shlo lishma, that's posel it and takes away the pigul. So over here by mincha, we also have minachot like that, which is minchat chote u'minchat kenaot. Those are both minachot shekamtsan shlo lishma. If you have a machshava shlo lishma, which is posel them, then if you have that machshava shlo lishma in the process of the kemitza, but then natan bekliv alich v'yiktir chutz lizmano, and then you have a machshev chutz lizmano in the other avodot, o shekamatz chutz lizmano, or if you have in mind to do the chutz lizmano in the kemitza process, but natan bekliv alich v'yiktir shlo lishman, and do the remainder avodot shlo lishma, o shekamatz v'natan bekliv alich v'yiktir shlo lishman, or in any one of the avodot, you have a machshev of lo lishma, zehu shlo karev v'matir kemitzvato. That also results in a situation where lo karev matir kemitzvato, because by these two particular minachot, lo lishma is a posel. It's not simply that it's lo alud balim, like the remainder of the minachot, or other zvachim besides the chatat. Over here, lo lishma is impactful, and therefore it's an additional psul to the psul of chutz lizmano, and that makes it shelo karev matir kemitzvato, and it will not result in a korban that is psul, but not that it will be chayav karet from machshevet chutz lizmano. Right, so now Rashi notes over here that the Mishnah is about to go through a transition, which is ad hashto, until this point in the Mishnah, ayri b'shtei avodot. Anytime you had a machshava, you had the machshava in two separate avodot. At this point in the Mishnah is moving forward where, here, hashto mayri, shechishe b'shtehem avodah achat. In a single avodah, you have two different machshavot, which is the way that Rabbi Yochanan explains this Mishnah in Zvachim. There is an alternate view of Ilfa who says the entire Mishnah is being in a case where it's shtei avodot, but then he has to explain that the chiddush here is in the chatzi kezayit pigo and chatzi kezayit chutz limkomo that's upcoming, but Rashi reads the Mishnah like Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore the remainder of the Mishnah we're going to explain in that manner. And that's what the Mishnah says now. Lechol kezayit b'chutz u'kezayit l'machar, in a single avodah, you have in mind to eat a kezayit outside of the allotted space and outside the allotted time. Kezayit l'machar, kezayit b'chutz, or reverse. The order of the machshava was first you had in mind to eat a kezayit outside of the allotted time, and then kezayit b'chutz outside of the allotted space, or kechatzi zayit b'chutz, kechatzi zayit demachar, or again in a single avoda you have in mind to have a chatzi zayit outside of the allotted space, and a chatzi zayit outside of the allotted time, or the other way around, kechatzi zayit demachar, kechatzi zayit b'chutz, or you had in mind to have a chatzi zayit outside the allotted time, and then half zayit outside the allotted space, pasul v'ein bo karet. In all of these instances, it's pasul, and there is no karet, because you have iruv machshavot, you have multiple machshavot over here. Chutz lizmano would have resulted in pigul with karet, but you have mixed in now a machshav of chutz limkomo. So the chutz limkomo is mitzdareif with the chutz lizmano to make it pasul. So that's when you have a chatzi kezayit and a chatzi kezayit, they come together to make it pasul, but you're not going to have a chiyuv karet, because you don't have karev amatir kemitzvato. The remainder of the korban is not processed properly. You have something else that's causing a problem for the korban, which is the makshevet chutz limkomo. Now, the reason that it brings it in both orders is because of Rabbi Yehuda's view. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, ze haklal. Im makshevet hazman kadma l'makshevet hamakom, if you had in mind first the chutz lizmano, and then only chutz limkomo, pigul v'chayevin alav karet. Then you have pigul, and you are chayav karet. Im makshevet hamakom kadma l'makshevet hazman. Now then, if you have a machshava of chutz limkomo before the chutz lizmano, then it's pasul ve'ein bo karet. You can remember from the Mishnayot and the Gemarot in Masachet Zvachim that Rabbi Yehuda is tfos lashon rishon, that the first statement that you make or the first machshava that you have is the binding one, and everything else is an attempt at a reversal which you can't do, and therefore it has no impact. Chamim omrim ze v'ze pasul ve'ein bo karet. They're both psulim and there is no karet. Obviously, they are arguing on Rabbi Yehuda, but they're also seemingly identical with the Tanna Kamma. And Tosfos points out the purpose of repeating the Chachamim's position is v'yesh lomar de'ata lemistam kavateh. It's coming for Rabbi to say that the stam halacha is like the Chachamim or the Tanna Kamma, because otherwise it would be a stam mishnah v'achar kach machloket. So he brings the position of the Tanna Kamma in the shame of the Chachamim to tell you that the halacha is like the Chachamim or the Tanna Kamma in this case, and not like that of Rabbi Yehuda. Now the Gemara asks, Ibailuhu, the Divrei Omer, Shirayim Shechasru, Ben Kmitza Lahaktara, according to the one who says that Shirayim that go missing, or there's a deficit in them, between the time that the Kmitza was taken off the Mincha, and before the Kmitza ended up on Mizbeach, Maktir Kometz Aleim, you're still permitted to put the Kometz on the Mizbeach, and that was the view of Rabbi Yochanan, V'kaimelon, and we already established within that view of Rabbi Yochanan, even though you're allowed to put the Kometz on the Mizbeach, the Otan Shirayim Asurin Ba'achila, you're not allowed to eat or consume those shirayim. Mahu dititaneluhu haktara lemikvinu bepigol ulefkinu midei miila. The fact that they are not re'uim le'achila, what does that mean for these shirayim? These shirayim are an object about which you can have a machshava. So for instance, if the person did the kmitza almanat with the intent of eating the shirayim chutz lizmano, or they did another one of the avodot, having in mind to eat them chutz lizmano, that would make the korban mincha into pigul. Question is, here, are these items that are considered ra'uy la'achila. Remember, in the Mishnah it says, if you have in mind to eat something that is normally eaten. So now, normally eaten, do we look at that in the more generic and global sense? Shirayim are normally eaten. Since shirayim are normally eaten, if you have a makshava to eat them, then that's going to be impactful. Or do we take it on a much more particular basis, which is, are the shirayim nis mincha edible? Can they be eaten? And if they can't be eaten, maybe your makshava is not impactful. So that's the nature of the Gemara's question. When you have a makshava of chutz lizmano with regards to eating these shirayim in this situation, is it impactful? Because the shirayim you're not going to be allowed to eat in this particular mincha, because the mincha went chaserah between the kmitza and the haktara, but in general, by shirayim, you would be able to eat them, and therefore maybe makshevet chutz lizmano should be impactful. Similarly, with regards to mi'ilah, once something gets head to the kohanim, there's no din of mi'ilah. Mi'ilah is the restriction against misappropriating hekdesh when it belongs to hekdesh. So when something is kodesh, for instance, the mincha, when you put it into the kli sharet, it becomes kodesh, and therefore it's subject to mi'ilah. That mi'ilah is only released once you've done mitzvato, the mitzvah that's associated with it, and then it gains hetzer lekohanim. So in this instance, if you put the kometz on the mizbeach, and that's matir the shirayim to be eaten by the kohanim, that point in time, the mi'ilah disappears. There's no longer a problem of mi'ilah, of misappropriating the hekdesh, because there was a zman hetzer lekohanim. In our instance, again, there is technically a zman hetzer lekohanim. Normally, after the kometz is put on the mizbeach, shirayim are mutar lekohanim. In this particular case, they are not mutar lekohanim, because you can't eat the shirayim. So that's the nature of the Gemara's question. Is the machshava here impactful on an achila that is not permitted? As you can see in the perush that's brought on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, that they phrase it as Dilma Hoil ve Asurim ba Achila, Havi Kimechashev Lechol Davar Shein Dechor Lechol. They define this item that's Asur ba Achila, and Rashi does something similar as something that Shein Darko Lechol. If it's Ein Darko Lechol, the Mechshava of Pigol is invalid, because our Mishnah says that it has to be something that's Darko Lechol. So that's the way Rashi learns the question over here. But if you look in the Shita Mikubetzet Ot Chafei, he says v'tema that Rashi's explanation only has to do with the fact that he has a machshava with regards to the achila of the shirayim. What happens if he has a situation where he has a machshava about the haktarat ha-kometz? So then how is that affected by the question that's presented here? And therefore he says, achein nira, t'mishum hachi mibayilei. This is the question that's being presented over here. Im mikva bepigol b'hai haktara. Does this haktara generate pigol? Dena shirayim nechalim. Since the shirayim are not eaten, havikilu lo kareva matir kemitzvato, as if the matir was not efficacious. What he is saying is that in order for something to be pigul, you have to do or process the item completely properly, except for the machshava of chutz lizmano. So over here, where you do everything properly with a machshava of chutz lizmano, but when you get to the final stage of haktara, this haktara is not going to be effective in any way, because the shirayim can't be eaten. Since it's not an effective haktara, maybe it's also not a good enough haktara to make the item into pigul. And that would be the same question with regards to mi'ilah. According to this, it's really one question, which is the haktara here, since it's not a haktara that's efficacious to release the shirayim to be eaten, maybe it's not effective in releasing them from mi'ilah. And the question in both cases is this an effective haktara? Rather than a question about whether this is a makshava of chutz lizmano, because you have a makshava about something that ein darko lechol, which is another one of the reasons they don't like Rashi's interpretation, is because just because something is inedible now because of an isur, doesn't make it into something that ein darko lechol. And for that reason, they see the question focusing on the efficaciousness of the akhtara. Amar Avuna, afilu l'Rabbi Akiva. Even according to the sheet of Rabbi Akiva, damar zrika mo'elet liyotzei, zrika is impactful or helpful for things that have left the Azara or left Yerushalayim to take away the problem of mi'ilah. Zrika the dam is successful at doing that, even though the item is outside of the area where it is permitted to be. Hani mile yotzei. That's by the case of yotzei, the ita ve'ene, because at least it's still there. It's still extant, it happens to be in the wrong place. Upasul machmat davar acheru. And the psul over there is an exogenous psul. It's not inherently psul, the item. The item is psul because it's outside of the location where it needs to be. Aval. But the case of chisaron, here in the mincha, where the chisaron is both psulei degufehu, it's an inherent problem in the shirayim, and it is something that's no longer extant. The item is now missing completely. Lo mahani le'aktara. Over there, aktara will not be successful. So according to Rav Huna, even Rabbi Akiva, who normally says that the zrikat adam is successful at releasing items from mi'ilah, even though they're in a state of psul and can't be eaten. Over here, the state of psul is different, because first of all, it's an inherent psul, and number two is, it's not here, doesn't exist. So therefore here, the zrikat adam equivalent, which is haktarat ha-komets, will not release it. Amalei Rova, Rova responds to Rav Huna and says, Adraba, afilu the Rabbi Eliezer, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, if you look at the perush that's found on Yegimot Amud Aleph, it says Rabbi Eliezer. So his girsa is Rabbi Eliezer and not Rabbi Elazar. Therefore, we'll use that girsa. Adraba, afilu le Rabbi Eliezer, da amar, in zrika moelet li yotzei, even though zrika is not helpful for yotzei, meaning that in a situation where the items are outside of the location where they're supposed to be, the zrika adam does not release them from mi'ilah, hani mi le yotzei, da leta bifnim. That's because they're in the wrong place. Aval chisaron, the ita bifnim, the chisaron where the item, meaning the residual of the shirayim, are there and are bifnim in the right location, mahanyule aktara, then aktara will be successful at releasing them from the problem of mi'ilah, as well as being koveya them, so that the makshava of chutz lizmano will be impactful. So here you have a machlok between Rav Huna and Rava as to what the din is. Rav Huna believes that the haktara here of the komets is not successful at releasing it from mi'ilah, as well as the fact that it's not successful at being koveya lepigul. And Rava believes just the opposite, that it is successful at releasing it from the mi'ilah, and it is successful in making it to pigul. There'll be a problem of chutz lizmano. So Amar Rava, mina amina lo, how can I prove to you that I'm right? Ditnan, our Mishnah says, a kumei tzeta mincha lechol she'are b'chutz, o kizayit mishare b'chutz, if a person takes off a kmitza from in mincha with the intent to eat the remainder outside of the location where they're supposed to, o kizayit mishare, or even a kizayit worth of that remainder outside of the location, vitani Rabbi Chia, and Rabbi Chia in a braita, which is mimicking our Mishnah, writes, a komeitza et mincha, velotani okizayit. He has the same language as our Mishnah, but he leaves out the okizayit. My daima lotani okizayit. Why does he leave out okizayit? Lav kegon shechasru shirayim. Isn't it because this is a scenario in which the shirayim were reduced? Bekamalu akizayit. And now they are at the level of being a kizayit. Bekevan dibematan kli ubihiluch ubahaktara lo matnile okizayit. Since by the other three avodot, you can't write okizayit, the girsa that the shitu mekubetzet has is ashirayim nami lotani, and therefore also by the shirayim, it doesn't write okizayit, viktani seifa, and despite that, the seifa says, pigul v'chayivin alav karet, that it is pigul, and your chayiv karet, alma mahanyuluhu aktara. From here you see that aktara does work. Now there are a number of different ways to explain this gemara. They're generally of a similar nature. We're going to start out with Rashi's interpretation, and then we'll move to the others that are similar, and then some that are less similar to Rashi's interpretation. The basic premise of the Gemara at this point in time is that Rabbi Chiyo, who is a Talmud of Rabbi, and also is a Masader of the Braitot, that his Braitot are not coming to upend a Mishnah or argue on a Mishnah, but rather to explicate on a Mishnah. And therefore, Rabbi Chiyo does not disagree with Rabbi's position in the Mishnah, but rather he's trying to explain the meaning of Rabbi's position within the Mishnah. You can see that in Rashi at the bottom two lines where he says, V'hadalotani le Rabbi Chia. The fact that Rabbi Chia left out the words, O kezayit, la mishum delo svir lehachi. It's not because he doesn't hold like that. Delo poligale de Rabbi. He doesn't argue on his Rebbe, Rabbi, the stam of the matnitin Rabbi. Because the stam of the Mishnah is Rabbi. El mishum delo matzil ukme kula matnitin be'aygavna. He doesn't do it because he can't establish the Mishnah consistently in that manner. And that is the problem you have here, is that the beginning of the Mishnah notes that there are two different makshavot that you can have. There's a makshava with regards to shirayim, and there's a makshava with regards to the komets. And that is that you're going to eat the shirayim outside of the time or outside of the place, or you're going to be makdir the komets outside of the time or outside of the place. In both of those instances, we had okizayit. And therefore, if you had a kezayit of shirayim that are left over, and have a makshavah of chutz limkamo, or chutz lizmano, it will be impactful. Or if you have a kezayit worth of the kometz, and you're having mind to be maktir that kometz, chutz limkomo, chutz lizmano, it will be impactful. Now, in the beginning of the Mishnah, it only gives you one example of a machshava b'avodah, and that's the avodah of kemitza. But then when it comes to the next section of the Mishnah, it says zaklau. This is the principle that was established by the Reisha of the Mishnah, and that is that this applies to all four avodot of the mincha. And that is zaklau kol hakometz, onotein bekli, hamolich v'maktir. So any one of these four avodot where you have these machshavot, it will be impactful. That is, if you have in mind to eat something that is normally eaten, the shirayim, and you have that either chutz lizmano, chutz limkomo, or if you have in mind the haktir, to be maktir, something that's normally muktar, which is the kometz, chutz lizmano, chutz limkomo, that will be impactful. The problem now arises, which is that we know that if you have certain deficits in the mincha or in the kometz, that the mincha is psula, and if the mincha is psula, none of these makshavot have any impact. So what Rashi points out is that when it comes to these three avodot, if you have in mind to be maktir this chometz outside of the time period where you're allowed to be maktir it, had you now referenced this back to the beginning of the Mishnah, and the Mishnah gives you two examples of haktarat chometz, says if you have in mind to be maktir the chometz, or a kezayit min chometz. And the explanation that Rebbe Chiya is giving to o kezayit is, it is a kezayit worth of the original, meaning that it got wiped down to the point where there's only a kezayit left. The problem with that is that a kometz that is missing can't go on the mizbeach. A kometz that is chaser is pasul. And a kometz that's chaser is pasul, that means that there's going to be no pigul, or machshav is not going to be impactful because there's a separate psul here, which is that you have a deficit in the kometz. And that means that if you are speaking about the other three avodot, besides kemitza, that is the nitina b'kli, the holacha and the haktara, in those three instances, if you have in mind to be maktir a kometz that is only a kezayit big because it was bigger and now it came down to a kezayit, then your machshav is going to have no impact because the kometz is chaser. And a kometz that is chaser is pasul. Also, you could have in mind during those three avodot, you're going to eat the shirayim from the mincha. Now, it was a whole shirayim and now they reduced down to a kezayit. In that instance, that is a case where you have a chisaron in the shirayim post the kmitza, but before the haktara. And that is what we're speaking about here, Rabbi Yochanan's case, where we say that you can still be maktir the kometz, and it's a surba achila. So that's the other scenario that you had in the Reisha of the Mishnah. The Reisha had two scenarios, le achila chiareha, and haktarat hakometz. Now when it comes to the latter three avodot, only one of those two is possible to have a machshava about a kezayit left over from a larger size. When it comes to the shirayim, it would work. The kezayit would work. And that's what the Gemara says at the end, that it says in that scenario, it would be pigul v'chayaliv in karet. And that's the proof to the fact that when you have a chisaron in the shirayim, then the kemitza to the haktara, that you could still have a machshevet pigul in that instance. But when it comes to the haktarat hakometz, that's not possible to be explained with the latter three avodot, because then you'd be speaking about a kometz that has a chisaron in it. It's a kometz that was reduced from its original size, and it's pasul the gamri. You can't make the korban kasher, and we know if there's any other psul with regards to pigul, then that ruins the makshevet pigul, or in essence makes it that there is no makshevet pigul or makshevet chutz limkomo in that instance, because the korban's already pasul from the fact that you can't put on a full kometz onto the mizbeach. So what Rabbi Chiya did was, he says, listen, by the latter three avodot, which are modifying the Reisha of the Mishnah, the Reisha of the Mishnah has two cases, shireya, that got to a kezayit, kometz, that got down to a kezayit, only one of those two manifestations is true or can be true about the latter three avodot. Since it can only be true about one of them, I can't write o kezayit by both of them. I can write o kezayit with regards to the shireya mincha, but I can't write o kezayit with regards to the kometz. So now, since I can't write o kezayit with regards to the latter three avodot with the kometz, so too by the shirayim, I'm not going to write o kezayit. Even though it's possible to come up with a case there, I'm not going to do it because by the kometz, I can't do it. So since I can't do it by the kometz, I'm not going to do it by the shirayim. Now, once I've already decided in the latter three avodot that I'm not going to have the word o kezayit there, why did I take it out of the beginning of the Mishnah? The beginning of the Mishnah is speaking about the first avodah, which is kmitza. Now, by kmitza, it's even more complicated. Because by kmitza, whether it's the shirayim or the komets that ends up being a kezayit smaller than it started with, it would be pasul. That is because that is hachisaron in the mincha prior to the kmitza. And even Rabbi Yochanan agrees, if you have a chisaron in the mincha prior to the komets and you don't fill it in, that mincha is psula. And similarly, if you have a chisaron in the komets before you ever take the komets off, it's the equivalent of a chisaron in the mincha. And therefore, a problem of okezayit in the beginning of the Mishnah cannot be explained that it's a case where you had a bigger size and it was reduced down to a kezayit. But rather, it must be that this first case here about kmitza is a case where you had a full komets and a full mincha, and you only have in mind about a kezayit worth of that item. So there, everybody would agree that your machshava would work if you have okezayit, because there, by definition, you can't be speaking about a bigger item that was reduced to a kezayit, because then the mincha would be psula. So the only scenario you could speak about in that reisha case is a case where it was a bigger mincha or a bigger komets, and you only had in mind about a kezayit worth of that larger item. So then you could explain okezayit, okezayit with regards to the reisha. But since Rabbi Chiya already eliminated okezayit from the seifa of the Mishnah, therefore he also eliminated it from the reisha. That's what's being said by the Gemara over here. Since by matan kli, hiluch and haktara, you can't write okezayit on the shirayim because of the fact that you can't write it by the komets, you can't write it by the shirayim. So too, when it comes to the shirayim of the reisha, he didn't write okezayit because he wants to keep the reisha and the seifa, meaning the kmitza, and the other part of the Mishnah consistent. And therefore, Rabbi Chiya eliminates it entirely. So now, again, the background here is that Rabbi Chiya's understanding of the word kezayit means kezayit that's left over from something bigger. And then, once you've done that, only in one of the two cases, with regards to the latter three avodot, does that definition work. It's only by the shirayim that it works. It doesn't work by the komets. For that reason, Rabbi Chiya leaves it out. The reisha, you have to explain that the word kezayit does not mean a kezayit residual from a larger item, but rather it must mean a kezayit from a larger item that is still extant. And therefore, you could have left in, even according to Rabbi Chiya, you could have left it in, because the definition of okezayit is different in the reisha. To that, the Gemara says that Rabbi Chiya wanted to keep it consistent, and therefore, just like he eliminated okezayit in the seifa, he eliminated it from the reisha. That's Rashi's explanation of the Gemara. In the Shittuk Mikubetzet, he brings from the Tav Yad of Rashi a slightly varied version of that, which is that Rabbi Chiya would only put in the word okezayit if its definition is similar in both cases. So in the scenario of the seifa, the word kezayit could have been written both by the shirayim and by the komets. The problem is that the definition would be different. By the case of shirayim, kezayit would have meant a kezayit left over from a larger item. Whereas by the komets, the kezayit would have meant a kezayit from a larger komets that is still extant. And that means that the definition of okezayit in that sefer with the other three avodot is different between the two scenarios. And since it's inconsistent in its definition, he didn't want to put it in. In the reisha, the definition of okezayit is consistent. And that is because both with regards to the shirayim and with regards to the komets, you have to explain it that it's a scenario where it's a kezayit from a larger item that is still extant. And therefore, it is the same definition. So he could have written okezayit in the reisha with regards to kmitza. In the end, he didn't do that, because since in the seifa, there was this inconsistency in the definition of okezayit, therefore in the reisha also, even though they could come up with a consistent definition between the two scenarios of shirayim and komets, he nevertheless did not include okezayit because of the seifa. So that's a slightly varied version of Rashi. In the Hashmatot of the Shita Mikubetzet, he brings a third variation of this from Mori Rabbi Yitzchak Perish, brings from his Rebbe, the Rabbi Yitzchak, that the reason, Mishum Da'atu Lemite, because if you put in the word Okezayit, people would make a mistake, V'lomar, Afilu Chasera Komets, V'kama Kezayit, that even if a Komets gets down to a Kezayit, and then it was Mukrav, you could make it into Pigol, Zeu Sheker, and that is untrue. So what the Shita Mikubetzet brings, the name is Rebbe the Re, is that the problem is what people are going to think. Had you written okezayit in the seifa, even though you could have explained okezayit by shirayim to mean a kezayit from a larger item, a residual from a larger item, and the kezayit by the komets as being a kezayit from a larger item that is still extant, people would come to the wrong conclusion and say, just like by the Shiraim, it means kazayit from a larger item that once existed, so too by the komets, it means a larger item that once existed. And then they'll come to the conclusion that if you only have a kazayit worth of a komets left and you're maktirit, then you can make the item into pigul, even though the item is pasul, because you don't have the whole komets that's there. And so people will come to the mistaken conclusion, or the wrong conclusion, if you wrote okazayit with regards to the latter three avodot. For that reason, Rabbi Chiya left it out. Once he left it out in the Seifa, he also left it out in the Reisha. There is, on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, an alternate version of the Gemara that's brought in the Rashbam, along with his father, Rabbeinu Meir, who is the son-in-law of Rashi. And in their explanation, they say that the reason Rabbi Chiya left out O Kezayit is because if you believe, like Rabbi Chiya, that Kezayit means a residual of the original item, saying O Kezayit Mishiareh Lamachar is synonymous with saying Shiareha. And that's what they say over here. V'kevin de matan kli, b'lilach laktara, lo mitne O Kezayit Mishiareh Lamachar, devar chasrulu. They're already missing. You can't write both Shiareh Lamachar and Kezayit Mishiareh Lamachar. Tahash Shiraim, V'Kezayit Mishiraim, Chada Milti. Because the Shiraim and the Kezayit from the Shiraim are the same thing. Because if you think, and that's what the Gemara is suggesting here, that Rav Chiya thinks that the case here is a case where the Shiraim were reduced down to a Kezayit, then having a Machshav about the Shiraim is the same thing as having a Machshav about a Kezayit Mina Shiraim. And therefore they are synonymous, or there's no distinction. Since there is no distinction between Shiara and Okezayit Mishiara, therefore he left it out of Okezayit, because Shiara was the same thing as Okezayit Mishiara. And even though by Kemitza you cannot explain the Gemara that way, and therefore there would be a difference between Shiara and Kezayit Mishiara, nevertheless, because in the Seifa it has the same meaning, it's synonymous, and therefore extraneous to write it twice, so too in the Reisha, even though there it's not extraneous, and the cases are different, because a Kezayit Mishiareh would be different than the case of Shiareh, because in the Reisha you can't explain it, that's a case where it's a Kezayit from a larger item that has now been reduced to a Kezayit, because there you're speaking about Kemitza, and Kemitza, if you're already missing something from the Mincha, before you've done the Kemitza, it's a Mincha Psula. So it must be a scenario where it's Kezayit from a larger item, and therefore the definition there of Kezayit is different than Shiareh. Shiareh means the entire Shiraim. Kezayit means a Shiraim, means a Kezayit of the extant Shiraim. Even though there the definition would have been different, nevertheless, Rabbi Chiya doesn't bring O Kezayit there, because in the Seifa, O Kezayit and Shiareh are identical. And that's the way that the Rabbeinu Meir, the son-in-law of Rashi, and the grandson of Rashi, the Rashbam, explain this statement of the Gemara. So according to Rashi, in the Lashon HaGemara, there are actually three stages. Since he didn't include O Kezayit with regards to these three items with the matters of Kmitza, because there it wasn't possible, therefore O Kezayit Ashirayim, so therefore by O Kezayit of Shirayim, by the Shirayim of the Seifa, meaning the case of Netinat Kli, Holacha, and Aktara, he didn't write about Shirayim O Kezayit. Therefore, v'kemitza nami lecho shirayim lo tani o kezayit. And therefore, in the Reisha, with regard to the shirayim by the kemitza, he also didn't write o kezayit. And for the Balei Tosafot and the other versions here that were brought in the Shita Mekubetzet, they read it as a two-staged statement here of the Gemara. And that is, kevan dematan kli ubiluch baktara lo mat ili o kezayit. Because in the Seifa, he didn't write o kezayit. Therefore, Ashirayim Nami, Shirayim of the Reisha, Lo Tani Okezayit. It didn't write Okezayit as well. And despite the fact that Shirayim Chatzirim, it still says, Pigul V'chayivin Alev Karet. So I can show you from that, that Haftarah works. That even though when you have a Shirayim that are missing, nevertheless, Haftarah is successful. So I'm going to lay a bayi to Rova about this proof. Well, that doesn't have to be the case. Hamani Rabbi Elozer he. The author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Elazar, the Tnan, Hakometz, Valevona, Vaktoret, Uminchat Kohanim, Uminchat Kohen Mashiach, Uminchat Nesachim. All of these items, Hakometz and Levona, that come from a regular Korban Mincha of Israel, Toret, the Minchat Kohanim, which is Kalil the Mizbeach, Uminchat Kohen Mashiach, which is the Minchat Chavitin, and the Minchat Nesachim that come along with the Korban. If she makriv machat mehem b'kezayit b'chutz, if you're makriv a kezayit worth of any of these b'chutz, chayav, you are chayav. Rabbi Elazar poter. Rabbi Elazar here is poter, ad she akriv et kulo, until you put the entirety of the item on the mizbeach b'chutz. Kevan d'baktarat kmitza lo matnilei okezayit mikomtza b'chutz b'shiraim namino matnilei okezayit. Since by kmitza you can't have a kezayit worth, because according to Rabbi Elazar, the minimum amount of shiur to be called haktara is the entire item. You can't reduce it down to a kezayit. We know that because he says when you do the haktara b'chutz, a kezayit's not enough to make you chayav. You have to be maktir the entirety of the object for it to be classified as haktara b'chutz. And we know that haktara b'chutz is governed by what's true bifnim. So if b'chutz, Rabbi Elazar, demands that you build an entire kometz on the mizbech in order to be chayav, then so too bifnim. In order to be chayav, you have to put the entire kometz on the mizbech. Well now, since you can only have the din by the entire kometz on the mizbech, not with the kezayit's worth, that's why Rabbi Chia left out kezayit. Because it just doesn't work by a kometz. Since it doesn't work by a kometz, he left it out by the shirayim, and left it out with everything else as well. But that's because Rabbi Chia's braita is following that position, Rabbi Elazar, that a haktara is only a haktara for a kometz when you do the entire thing. Where it says, "E Rabbi Elazar, hai laktir komtza ulevonotami ba'ile." Wait a minute. According to Rabbi Elazar, there is a need or a necessity in order to be chayav b'chutz. You have to be matir both the kometz and the levona. There are two matirim over here, and each matir is not enough to make you chayav. He requires that you have both matirim in order to be chayav. Just like you need both matirim to be chayav b'chutz, you need both matirim in terms of machshava to make a machshavet psul. And our Mishnah does not do that. Our Mishnah speaks about kometz and levona separately. That's because the chachamim think that that's not the case. Kometz and levona can stand alone. It's not. Kometz va'olavona, shikriv et achad mehem b'chutz, chayav. That's the view of the Chachamim. If either one of them is put on mizbeach b'chutz, you are chayav. That means bifnim, each one of them has a significance as akhtara. Rabbi Elazar, puter. Rabbi Elazar says, you're a patur at shikriv et shneem, until you put both of them on the mizbeach b'chutz, which also means bifnim, you need both of them on the mizbeach in order to have a machshava with regards to a matir. And the case is here, and our Mishnah separates kometz and levona. It says, lo nitzricha lekometz de minchat choteh. Wait a minute, the case of our Mishnah could be a case where we're speaking about a minchat choteh. Minchat choteh is a mincha chareva. It doesn't have shemen, it doesn't have levona. And you could have a case where there's just a standalone kometz. So Gemara says, v'ich bil tana leshmeinan kometz de minchat choteh. So the Tana goes through all this trouble, and all this description over here, to tell us about a case of a one mincha where the kometz is relevant according to Rabbi Elazar, where it says in, that is the case. Now the truth is that our Mishnah mentions both kometz by itself and levona by itself. So how are you going to deal with levona by itself? The Gemara only addresses the issue of kometz by itself. What are you going to do about levona by itself? Rashi says, don't worry about that. That's the levona of the lechem apanim, the bazichim that are put on mizbeach. There you have levona alone. That's how we explain the braita of Rabbi Chia using the view of Rabbi Elazar. V'chein, ki ata Rav Dimi, amar Rav Elazar, kometz de minchat chotehu, that the Mishnah is speaking about a kometz de minchat choteh, for Rav Elazar, and it's a case that Rav Elazar is the attribution or author over here, and that's why kezayit cannot be mentioned. Hadar amar Rava, lav milti. Rava then backed away from his position and said, that which I said before is not true. D'tanya, because you have a braita. Kodesh kodoshim hu, this is with a reference to the lechem apanim at the end of Parshat Emor. It calls it Kodesh Kodeshim. Although you should know that the Rashbam and the Rabbeinu Meir, his father, on the Perush that they bring on Yud-Gimel and Mat-Alef, disagree with this view of Rashi, that it's speaking about the Lechem HaPanim, and they say that the Kodesh Kodeshim is a reference to the Miluim. And the word Hu means Shalem, that it must be whole, and therefore if something's wrong with it, it is Posel. The reason they say that is because the upcoming Gemara is going to speak about Zrikat Adam. And Zrika is not relevant by the Lechem HaPanim. If you talk about the Miluim, then there's a relevance of Zrikat Adam. Shim nifrasa achat mehen, if one of them becomes broken or chaser, chalutea kulan psulot. The remainder of the Lechem HaPanim are problematic. Hayatzat, the diok you would make there is if one of the Lechem was outside of the location, hanidika gavai ksherot, the remainder that are inside or in the proper place, they will be ksherot. Man shmaitle, who's the author of the position, the Marzrika Moelet, that you'd say, that Zrika the Dam helps for things that are outside of their proper location? Or here, that the Haktarata Bazichim will help the Lechem HaPanim that are outside of their location, and it will not be classified as a problem, and the remaining Lechem that is inside will be okay? Rabbi Kiva, that must be Rabbi Kiva. Bekamar, and despite the fact that it says that Yotzei Bazichim help for, Nifrasa, it says if it's missing, or there's some chaseira in the lechem, lo, it doesn't work. Rava's position before was, even according to Rabbi Eliezer, says Zrikat Adam is not helpful, he would have agreed here that chaser would be fine. Here we see, even according to Rabbi Akiva, who says Yotzei is not a problem, he says that Nifrasa chaser is a problem. But Tosafot over here raises that basic question, which is, how do we know over here by the case, according to Rashi of Lechem Apanim, any better than we know with our case in our Mishnah? All it says about the Lechem Apanim is Psulot. Maybe Psulot over here means Asurim Ba'achila, and the question of whether they are freed of Mi'ilah, and whether they can be Koveya by Pigul, it's still an open question. And you can ask the same question about this, Braita, as you asked about the situation in our Mishnah. So why is it that the Gemara assumes here that psulot means psulot de gamre? So the Bali Tosafot give two answers here. One is, v'od nira lefaresh, didayek akol midedoresh leikra midichtiv hu, since they use the pasuk hu, shmamina, lo mahani lu haftara klau. Kodesh Kodeshim hu means who, and that's it. If it's not like that, it is totally pasul. So that's one way to explain it. Or you could argue that the words Kodesh Kodeshim hu means that it's still in its status of kedusha and is not freed of the Mi'ilah. Inayimi dayik mid achmir kulehai. Since it's such a great chumrah here, the chin nifras achat, when one of them goes bad, you say that they're all problematic. That type of chumrah is indicative of the fact that there is a huge problem here. Or the truth is that maybe the Gemara here is not trying to prove anything with regards to Rukiva's position, with regards to that when there's a deficit in the Shirayim, that the Akhtarah is not Mo'il. All they're trying to do is break the logic of Rava, which is that there's some correlation between the fact that just because Haktarah helps for Yotzei, it's also going to help for Chisaron. And so this Braita does break that logic, even though it may not prove to us the answer to our question, at least it undermines the logic that Rava stated before. And maybe that's what the Gemara is doing over here. So Amarle Abaye, Abaye now, on the other side of Rava, says he's going to disprove his disproof. Miktani Hayatzat, you're making a diok, but that's not found there. Dilma Hanitmeit, you can make the diok and say, not like the case of missing, but rather the case of Tmeya. Hanach Kshirot, the remainder are Kshirot. My time up. Why, when it's one of them is Tmei, are the remainder okay? Demratza Tzitz, because the Tzitz can help with regards to Tuma. Aval Yatzat, lo. If it went out, it would not be okay, because the Tzitz can't help for Yotzei. And then it is Rabbi Eliezeri. Then the author of this position with regards to Lechem Apanim would have to be Rabbi Eliezer, who says, Damar ein zrika mo'elet liyotzei, that zrika is not helpful when it comes to yotzei. Obedinu di baile de mitnei nami yatzat. Well, if that's the case, why is it mentioning nifrasa, the case of chaser? It could have mentioned the case of yotzei, it's also problematic. Baidiktani nifrasa kamashvalan. Comes to teach you the additional chidush, dafilu nifrasa di ita bifnim. Even though it's chaser, or there's some broken part of the Lechem Apanim, and it's still there, lo mahani le akhtara. Akhtara doesn't help. Aval the Rabbi Kiva, but according to Rabbi Kiva, you don't know what the din would be. Maybe, damar zrika mo'elet yotzei, he says that zrika does help for yotzei, afilu chisaron nami mahani le akhtara. Maybe he would also agree that akhtara, takometz, when it's chasera the shiraim, it would also be successful, both at releasing the mi'ila, as well as being koveya le pigul. So therefore, you can't prove anything, Rava, not in one direction, that the Braita of Rabbi Chia proves that you're right, because maybe Rabbi Elazar was the author of that Braita, and therefore you can't prove your point, but also in your disproof of your own position with regards to Lechem Apanim, over there also it's not conclusive, because maybe the author of that position was Rabbi Eliezer, and not like Rabbi Kiva, as you suggested, and the Diok is about Tumah, not Yitziah, and therefore you don't have a disproof to your position, and we're left with not knowing then which way it would go, meaning that the question that we asked has not been answered according to this. All right, next Mishnah. The chok is kechatzi zayit ulaktir kechatzi zayit, to eat a chatzi zayit, and to be maktir a chatzi zayit, kasher. In that case, it's kasher, she'en achila v'aktara mitztarfim, because achila and aktara cannot be mitztaref together, meaning that these are separate issues. One is the issue of eating the shiraim, the other one is aktara of the komets on the mizbeach. So these are machshavot about different paths towards the problems of chutz l'zmano or chutz l'imkomo. Taima. The reason our mission says is the chol aktir, because the problem is you have two different machshavot, one of achila and one aktara. Ha lechol, u lechol davar she'in dar kol lechol. The other hand, if you had in mind to eat something, and also eat something that is not normally eaten, mitzareif, it would be mitzareif. So for instance, if you had in mind to eat the shiraim chutz lizmano, and you had in mind to eat the komets chutz lizmano, because the komets normally is muktar, but now you have a makshevet of achila, there they would be mitzareif. Vaktani reisha, what are you going to do with the first part of the Mishnah that we just saw before? Lechol davar shedarkol lechol, ulaktir davar shedarkol ulaktir. Davar shedarkol lechol in, shein darkol lechol lo. The first part of the Mishnah says that only if it's something that's normally eaten, does a makshava of achila have impact. But if it's not something normally eaten, then makshava achila doesn't have an impact. So we have a stira between this part of the Mishnah, the Sefer here, and the Resha of the Mishnah. So the Gemara says, Mantano, who's the author of our Mishnah here, or this part of the Mishnah? Rabbi Yamani, Rabbi Eliezer, he. Tamar machshavin miachilat adam leachilat mizbeach, michaliat mizbeach leachilat adam. So Rabbi Eliezer says that you can't have these cross-pollinization of machshavot, and that you can have a machshava of achilat adam on things that are usually put on the mizbeach, and you can have a machshava of akhtara on things that are normally eaten by adam. Ditznan, komeitz et amincha lechol davar she'ein darko lechol, ulaktir davar she'ein darko laktir, kasher. That's the view of the Chachamim. That's what we thought we were discussing until now. Rabbi Eliezer, posel. He says it is posel because that machshava is impactful, even though you're having machshava akhtara about the shiraim, and machshava achila about the komets. Abai amar, afilu teimer rabbonon. You don't have to say this. It could even be altered by the rabbonon. Lo teima lechol lechol davar she'ein darko lechol. Don't make a deal that our Mishnah is about akhtara and achila, but rather, and in the case of achila and achila of our darko she'ein lechol. El eima, this is the deal you should make. And now you're saying, oh, if you eat something, and then you eat something that is darko lechol, then you're going to be chayav. So my kamash malan, that seems obvious. That already we had in the Mishnah before. Lechol kezayit b'chutz u'kezayit l'machar. If you have machshava of achila about b'chutz and machar, they are mitzareif. So in a case where it's a kezayit of each, either direction, kezayit l'machar, kezayit b'chutz, but there, the important one is kichatzi zayit b'chutz, kichatzi zayit d'machar, kichatzi zayit d'machar, kichatzi zayit b'chutz, pasul v'im b'karet. So you see there, a chatzi zayit of each one of those is mitzareif. So ha'tu lamali. So then, why do I need this additional ilechol ulechol davar shein darko lechol kamash malon de mitzareif? If you're going to teach me that it's going to be achila and an achila of something that's normally not eaten. And that's what you want to tell me. This Mishnah is telling us about the Dira the Mishnah, that it's mitzareif. Mereisha shmamina. From the Reisha of the Mishnah, we already learned that that's not true. And it doesn't work. Because there it says that you're only chayav for davar shedarko lechol. Davar shedarko lechol you are chayav for, but davar shein darko lechol you are not chayav for. Ilechol aktir. If you're going to tell me that if you have a machshevet achila and aktara, which is actually what is stated in the Mishnah itself, midyuka the Reisha shmamina. That you already could have learned out of the diuk of the Mishnah. In a case where you have achila, and you have achila of something that's not normally eaten, they are not mitzareif. A case of achila and haktara miboye? Of course, those are totally different machshavot. In, the Gemara says, yes, that is what you need the information about. Lechol aktir itzrichle. You do need that. The failure in the ratio is because you're eating something that's not normally eaten. You're eating the shirayim, having mind to eat the shirayim, and having mind to eat the komets. The reason it's not mitzareif is because you have a machshava that's not normal. You're trying to eat something that normally goes on the mizbeach. V'hocha, in our Mishnah, the b'hai ki orchei kamachashiv, over here, b'hai ki orchei kamachashiv, over here, we're having in mind to eat a chatzi zayit of shirayim, and you have in mind to be maktir, chatzi kazayit of komets, you're doing the proper machshava. In each one of them, you've done what is proper for that machshava. So that you would have thought, Eimel Mitzareif, maybe they should be able to Mitzareif, Kamash V'lan, that they are not Mitzareif. And that's what the Chiddush over here is, that even if you do the Makshavot that are normally associated with each of these items, it's not successful creating a Psol, because there are two paths here, B'shtei Achilot HaKadum Medaber, and they are separate paths. There's a path of Achila that is associated with the Mashiraim, that which is normally eaten, and there's a path of Haktara that deals with the Komets that's normally Muktar. Each one of them, if you create a level of soul that it equals a kazayit in either one of them, it'll be problematic. But if each one of them only has a chatzi kazayit, they will not be mitzareif because they're totally different paths and they can't be joined together to create a psul over here. Alright, with that we complete the first parak, hajon alah, kol aminachot.